Here's a Zechanishmas to Yaakov ben Elio, David ben Shmuel Shmelka, Aaron ben Moshe Ruvain, and Fredel bas Avram Elio HaKohen. As we are approaching Rosh Chodesh Adar, perhaps worthwhile to turn our attention to some in Yoni Purim. We'll begin with the upcoming mitzvah d'oraisa of Zachor Esa Asher Asa L'cha Amalek. What is the nature of that mitzvah of Zachor Es Asher Asa L'cha Amalek? So the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvos, Ase Kuf Peites, tells us that the mitzvah of Zachor is Shetzivanu Lizkor Masha Asa L'nu Amalek, to remember what Amalek did to us. Mehakdimo Lahara L'nu, Amalek with their rush to harm us. V'shenomar zeh b'chol eis v'eis, and to mention this, b'chol eis v'eis. It's an interesting phrase. Bear in mind that the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos is translated from the Arabic. But in the Hebrew translation, shenomar zeh b'chol eis v'eis, to say this, to remind ourselves of this at all times. V'ne'orer ha'nefashos b'ma'amarim lehilachim bo, and to awaken ourselves, to battle them. The Nizaris Ha'am listener also, and to encourage people to hate Amalek. Ad shelo tishachach ha-mitzvah, to ensure we don't forget this mitzvah. Velo techalesh sin also, and that hatred shouldn't wane or slowly lessen over the passage of time, says the Rambam. So a number of interesting comments the Rambam said from mitzvos, that shenomar zeh b'chol eis v'eis, to say this frequently at all times. And that Zachor is intended to awaken us, inspire us, motivate us to battle Amalek and to hate them and not to allow that hatred to wane over the passage of time. Number of fascinating points there. Because number one, what is meant by B'chol Eis Ve'eis? Zachor is a mitzvah to remind ourselves of what Amalek did at all times. One looks at the Sefer Achinuch in Tav Reish Gimel, and the Sefer Achinuch writes that this mitzvah, writes as follows, Dailanu bazel liz korinyan. It's sufficient to remember this pam achas b'shana o shtei shanim b'shalosh. Once a year, once in 2 years, once in 3 years. So from the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, b'chol eis v'eis, the Sefer Achinuch, once a year, once every 2 years, once every 3 years, seems like a very, very large range of possibilities as to what this mitzvah of Zachor is in terms of the timing. And the Chinuch also writes that this is a mitzvah that is noheg b'chol makom u'b'chol zman, applicable at all times. Only to men, says the Chinuch, famous Shitas HaChinuch, only to men, because they are the ones who are supposed to engage in battle with the enemy, but not to women. So the Chinuch says that this mitzvah is limited to men, not to women, because only men engage in battle, not to women. He assumes that the mitzvah is inherently tied to the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, and hence it is limited only to men and not applicable to women. So with regard to the question of the timing, there is an interesting tshuva in the Chasam Sofer in Eben Ezer, Kuf Yud Tes, where he says that we read Parsha Zachor once a year. Why? Because the Torah says, Lo Tishkach, don't forget it. So the mitzvah is to ensure you remember it just frequently enough that you don't forget it. So how frequent is that? Says the Chasam Sofer, Shir Shikcha is a year. The Gemara says, for example, in Brachas Nun Ches, Ein Ameis Mishtakech Men Alev Ela Achash Neim Asa Chodesh. Ameis is only first forgotten to a certain extent after a year passes. So the Chasam Sofer says, well, if Shir Shikcha is a year, Shneim Asa Chodesh, so when it comes to Zachor, which is Lo Tishkach, ensure you don't forget. So that means at least once a year you have to remind yourself so you don't forget. So that's the Chasam Sofer's Hagadara as to why dafka once a year and how frequently you need to remember something to avoid forgetting it. So whereas the Chinuch said again, once a year, once every 2 years, once every 3 years, whereas the Rambam says, Shenomra zeh b'chol eis ve'eis, the Chasam Sofer says, the Ikar is lo tishkach, don't forget it. So how frequently is necessary to remember so as not to forget? Once a year. That is the comment of the Chasam Sofer in Ibn Ezra Kuf Yud Tes. And it's for that reason that the Maram Shik in his Sefer HaMitzvos famously writes that the Chasam Sofer was so concerned to ensure that he would hear Zachar once every 12 months to avoid this possibility of Lo Tishkach, that if there was a Shana Me'uberes, where there was more than 12 months from Zachar to Zachar, he would dafka try to have in mind the Parshas Kiseta in between, to be Yotzei the Chiyuv of Zachar, so that he would have never more than a 12-month period without that mitzvah of Zachar. So that is some of the shittas with regard to the time frame for the mitzvah of Zachar. But with regard to what is actually required as far as the mitzvah is concerned, we saw the Sefer Chinuch seems to connect it to the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, and that's why he exempts women from it, because if Zachar is all about ensuring or motivating Mechias Amalek, and women aren't obligated in battle, so therefore they're not chayav in Zachar either. Other Achronim question that assumption of the Sefer Chinuch, Mechit Teisi, that Zachar is part and parcel of Mechias Amalek. Who says it's not independent? Why would you assume that only those who are Chayav and Mechias Amalek are Chayav and Zachar? That itself is a question that many raise against the Sefer HaChinuch, because one could argue perhaps that Zachar is an independent mitzvah and it's not only applicable to those who are Chayav in Mechias Amalek. This Rav Tzvi Yitzchak Frank quotes in his Mekrei Kodesh from the Torah Chesed of Lublin, that mitzvahs mechias amalek is one mitzvah, mitzvahs zechiras amalek is a separate mitzvah. Why would you think they're dependent one on the other? A woman might be exempt from mechias amalek and still chayev in zechiras amalek. So asks the Torah Chesed against the Sefer HaChinuch. And in fact, there were certainly many poskim who assumed that women are chayav in mitzvah Zachar, unlike the Sefer HaChinuch's assumption that women are exempt from mitzvah Zachar. So for example, to name one, the Binyan Tzion, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, in a tshuva to his son-in-law, Rav Moshe Bamberger, Halevi. So Aruch Lanier writes the following. He says, I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe, Rabbi Avram Bing of Würzburg, who has a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, Rabbi Nelson Adler, that women are chayav in Zachar, and Avram Bing says the Aruch Lanier was makpid that even his household help would hear Parsha Zachar, and the Aruch Lanier says, I've taken that same psak as well, and he says, this is not a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama that would exempt women, this is not totally in a particular time. Yes, we happen to be Mekayim the mitzvah Parsha Zachar, as we call it, before Purim. But Lav Dafka has to be Dafka that Shabbos. It's not bound by any specific time, date. And therefore the Aruch Lanier says, it's not an Aseish Hazman Grama. It's like any Aseish in Hazman Grama, and women are Chayav. And then he quotes the Chinuch, the women are exempt. He says, I don't understand. Mechias Amalek is a separate mitzvah. Zechias Amalek is a different mitzvah. Why should one be dependent on the other? He thinks that women should be chayav in the mitzvah of Zachar. So, machlokas aposkim, lemaisa, whether the women are chayav in Zachar or not. Today, in our kehilos, often women are makbetir pasha Zachar, but that is perhaps, as of yet, unresolved machlokas gedolia aposkim, as to whether lemaisa ikardin, they are putter, or whether they are chayav in Zachar. Now, with regard to what exactly the chiyuv of Zachar is, so we mentioned the Sefer Mitzvah the Rambam. It's to remember what Amalek did when they tried to cause harm to us, and to remind ourselves to inspire ourselves, to battle them, to retain that hatred against Amalek. If one looks at the Ramban in his Perish al Torah in Parshas Kisetse, Ramban describes it as follows. Ramban says, Hanochon ve'enai, that what's the mitzvah of Zachar? It means as follows. He says, it means, Shalotishkach ma sha'asalana Amalek, don't forget what Amalek did, ad shenimcha eshmo mitachas eshmaim, until after they are destroyed. And in addition, unisaperza libanenu viladoresenu, transmit it, tell it over to our children and future generations. Almost like a zechiras sipur yitzias mitzrayim idea. Remember what they did and tell it over, transmit it to future generations. That this is what they did to us, and this is why we are obligated to destroy them, says Ramban. He says the same is true for the Zechira with regard to Miriam, Maisa Miriam. The mitzvah of Zachar, Es Asher Asa Hashem L'Kachal Miriam, is to tell our children, tell future generations. That's what Zechira implies, says the Ramban. It's that people should be aware of the Issur of Lashon Hara. And so to hear the same idea by Zachar of Amalek, to tell it over to our children and future generations, that this is what they did to us, and that's why we're commanded to destroy them. Notice Ramban does not make any mention of Zechira being fulfilled dafka through Kriyas Torah. He says, Al Pidin Torah, it means to tell your children, tell future Doros. He doesn't say dafka bikari b'Torah, what Amalek did to us. On the other hand, famous Rosh, beginning the seventh parak of Brachos, we came across recently in Daf Yomi, Rabbi Elazar Shichra Avdullah Shlim Al Asara. Rabbi Elazar freed his Eved Kanani to ensure he had a minion. And the Gemara says that he did so, even though it meant violating a mitzvah to say Doraisa of La'olam Behem Tavodu, he still freed his Eved Kanani to ensure he had a minion. So Rosh explains why, because of the mitzvah Dirabim of Vinikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, of Kiddushim Shemayim, of Kedusha, of Baruchu, even though Kedusha and Baruchu are only Dirabanan to Kedinim, says Rosh, still, in order to fulfill that mitzvah of the Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, Rabbi Elazar freed his Eved Kanani. In that context, the Rosh says, and don't think that it was dafka for a minyan that was needed for a mitzvah d'oraisa, such as to read Parsha Zachar from the Torah. No, the Gemara is not mashma that. The Gemara is mashma any type of minyan. Lav dafka, minyan for a mitzvah d'oraisa of Zachar to be Kari B'Torah. So that Rosh implies that the mitzvah of Zachar min Torah is to read it dafka from a Sefer Torah, B'tzibur. The Ramban again, al Torah, does not seem to imply that. The Ramban makes no mention of reading it min HaTorah, reading it min HaTorah, but the Rosh and Brachos does seem to assume that the mitzvah of Zachar is dafka from a Sefer Torah B'tzibur, which is of course what we're makma to do, at least to those who are able to hear it Parsha Zachar B'tzibur min HaTorah, as per that shita of the Rosh.